Powell became the troller of the organ donation websites, checking in every night to see how many were on the wait lists, what their MELD scores were, and how long they had been on. You can do the math, which I did, and it would have been way past June before he got a liver in California, and the doctors felt that his liver would give out in about April, she recalled. So she started asking questions and discovered that it was permissible to be on the list in two different states at the same time, which is something that about 3% of potential recipients do. Such multiple listing is not discouraged by policy, even though critics say it favors the rich, but it is difficult. There are two major requirements. The potential recipient had to be able to get to the chosen hospital within 8 hours, which Jobs could do thanks to his plane, and the doctors from that hospital had to evaluate the patient in person before adding him or her to the list. George Riley, the San Francisco lawyer who often served as Apple's outside counsel, was a caring Tennessee gentleman, and he had become close to Jobs. His parents had both been doctors at Methodist University Hospital in Memphis. He was born there, and he was a friend of James Eason, who ran the Transplant Institute there. Eason's unit was one of the best and busiest in the nation. In 2008, he and his team did 121 liver transplants. He had no problem allowing people from elsewhere to multiple list in Memphis. "It's not gaming the system," he said. "It's people choosing where they want their health care. Some people would leave Tennessee to go to California or somewhere else to seek treatment. Now we have people coming from California to Tennessee." Riley arranged for Eason to fly to Palo Alto and conduct the required evaluation there.